You're listening to Sunday Reflections on Gripped.
So a very welcome to Gospel Reflections as we reflect on the Gospel of the second Sunday of Advent. So today it will be on John the Baptist. So Advent, a time of preparation, a time of preparing the way for the Lord. And this is exactly the cry of John the Baptist. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is close at hand. This was the man Isaiah spoke of when he said, "A voice cries in the wilderness, prepare a way for the Lord, make his path straight." So St. Matthew really links this John the Baptist with the message, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is close at hand," to the prophecy of Isaiah, that this is the time that things start to move. This is the time that God steps into the world. This is the time of Jesus arriving on the scene. I suppose we will move a little bit more towards the reflection on the nativity itself, and I suppose the incarnation to a certain extent of God becoming man and God receiving a body to become one like us, somebody we can relate to, where John the Baptist is more focused on the public ministry, which we do in the first 2 weeks. We kind of think about the end times and about the coming of Jesus into our lives, I suppose. And that is the message, really, the second Sunday of Advent, that we open our hearts to the Lord, that we repent, recognize who we are in the face of God, but recognize that God is calling us all the time to come home, and to spend time with him, to come home and to open our hearts to his presence in our life. That yes, sometimes it means repentance. Sometimes we have to let go of the things we hold on to, the things that might hold us back. But that if we do so, that it gives us a freedom and an openness to really receive and encounter the Lord. And especially in this time, as we prepare for the coming of Jesus. So the encouragement is really to re-look at our lives and to see, okay, where is God in our lives? How does he come into my life? How comfortable am I? Can I really see the Father as a Father? Can I really see the Son, Jesus, as somebody I can relate to? Am I open to the Holy Spirit to work in my lives, to listen to his voice as he speaks in encouragements, if he speaks directions and guides us in this unperceivable way as he is in the depths of our hearts? Advent is the time to prepare a way for the Lord. So let us, if we can, open our hearts to him, see what we need to do to make this way, this path straight for him to become more prominent in our lives. Not from a point of view of surrendering ourselves and allowing God to dictate, but more surrender ourselves and open our hearts to allow to direct God to redirect us to the freedom and the happiness that he wants to give us, to recognize that it is with him that we find happiness and that is our home, to go through the process to find what it is that we need to do to make the discovery and a stronger presence, I suppose, a better understanding of his ways in our lives. So let us keep going in Advent, making time and space for the Lord as we prepare for the coming of Jesus, which we celebrate at Christmas.